A lot of silence surrounds the issue of Catholic clergy abuse of children in rural Alaska villages. But a documentary film showing and a panel discussion at the Beartooth Theater in Anchorage tonight are aimed at bringing the issue out into the open. The film is called The Silence. It aired on the PBS show Frontline last week. Since then, producer Tom Curran says he's heard a flood of reaction from viewers.
They really connected to it on a visceral level. I mean, they just felt it in the gut. And in that way, I think there's a real sense of empathy and sadness. But in the same breath, of at least what I've heard, is that there's some hope. You know, people are seeing that there's some real strength in a story like this being told, and survivors like Elsie and Alberta stepping forward and you know, revealing a very dark chapter in a very honest and real way.
The panel discussion tonight includes Curran, Gretchen Schmelzer, a psychologist who specializes in trauma, and Elsie Boudreau, a survivor of clergy sex abuse from St. Mary's. Boudreau now works as an advocate for victims. She says the survivors who speak out in the film are thankful they were part of the project.
And I think there's a lot of strength that comes from the unity in sharing the story together and having the support of people all around us.
Was it important for people to tell the story in a public way? It's a story that would be very, very difficult to tell to one person, much less such a large audience. How was that?
Well, I think to be able to tell one story in a public ear, if you will, really, it's almost like it solidified the truth, and it reached, maybe there's some hope that it would reach not just the church, but, you know, people in the villages, so that, because, I mean, the truth does, and not to use this pun, I mean, the truth does set people free, you know, but it's almost like it would allow people to be heard, and maybe even by, you know, I mean, I just had this thought now, like it could be heard by the Creator in a different way, you know. So reaching beyond the church.
Sort of a public prayer for healing?
Yes, that's a good way to put a public prayer for healing, yes.
What are you hoping comes out of the discussion tonight?
Well, I hope from the discussion tonight that it kind of bridges that prayer to real life, you know, and allows for some brainstorming or, you know, some way of, like, coming to a point of a plan for healing for people. And I also, you know, I hope people, we hear reactions from people about the film and about this reality. I would hope to hear strong reactions.
And so do you think the film and tonight's discussion will get people talking about the history of clergy abuse in rural Alaska? Is that part of the goal with this effort?
I would hope so, because, you know, people talking about this whole idea of priests being on a pedestal for so long and so highly respected, and parents for so long not believing their children, you know, the reality is that they had perpetrator priests in our villages for generations. And generations of children were abused. And we see the ramifications of that today in their children. And so, I mean, just looking at some statistics that, you know, when I worked with the law firm that were gathered, you know, there's nowhere in the country where, like, for example, in 1967, there were 40 priests in Alaska with the Fairbanks Diocese. 12 of them were identified as perpetrator priests. That's 30%, you know, and And in some villages, we had people that were, and we had perpetrator priests in a village for, you know, 3 decades, you know, and the children had nowhere to turn. You know, they were the saviors. They were our key to salvation. And instead, they turned around and robbed our souls.
Elsie Boudreaux is a survivor of clergy sex abuse and is featured in the documentary The Silence. The film showing and panel discussion will start at 8 p.m. tonight at the Beartooth Theater in Anchorage.